Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Reverend Glenna Manning. The scripture is Genesis chapters 39 and 40.
Today's devotion is entitled Still Present. In watching the daily news, spending time in the workplace, or living in community with neighbor, or even dealing with your own family, do you ever get the feeling that staying obedient to the teachings of God is a losing proposition? You find yourself trying and trying to do the right thing or walking the way of Jesus, when it seems to be far easier to throw in the towel, lose hope, and just go with the flow in an opposite direction. As we read today's scripture, we read of Joseph, who stayed faithful, even when it seemed nothing was going the way he thought it would, and life was simply handing him battle after battle. Joseph, the youngest son born to an aged Jacob, was dearly loved by his father. It would be this favored status and his ability to interpret dreams in which the brothers bowed down to Joseph that would cast him in an unfavorable position with his older brothers. For the brothers, doing the right thing would have been to talk with Joseph about his offending behavior, or their father for his favoritism of Joseph. But instead, they chose to get rid of him by placing him in a cistern, which eventually led to the selling of him to an Ishmaelite caravan. The Ishmaelites would then sell him as a slave to Potiphar, the supervising chief of the Egyptian Pharaoh's household. Pause for a minute and place yourself in Joseph's position. Do you feel the betrayal, the injustice, the incredulity of knowing you really did nothing wrong to be deserving of being cast out of the family? Would you be thinking about vengeance or retaliation? Would you be wondering why God would allow such a thing to happen? Would you feel hopeless? I confess I would. Scripture doesn't tell us of Joseph's thoughts. Instead, we learn that in the most difficult time of his life, the Lord was with Joseph and he became a successful man. He was Potiphar's right-hand man and everything was put under his supervision. Everything, that is, but Potiphar's wife, who made a play for Joseph. Joseph stood his ground and stayed on the right side, only to be met with false accusations by Potiphar's wife and then imprisonment. Imprisoned, we again do not hear his thoughts, but learn the Lord was with Joseph and remained loyal to him. He caused the jail's commander to think highly of Joseph. As Joseph supervised the other prisoners, he was asked to interpret a dream of two others in jail, the chief wine taster and the chief baker. For the wine taster, he interpreted a return to his position, and for the baker, he interpreted his death. Both interpretations held true, and Joseph asked the wine taster, in hope of his own release, to speak favorable to the Pharaoh when he returned his position. However, Scripture tells us, "But the chief wine steward did not remember Joseph. He forgot all about him." Poor Joseph, he just couldn't seemingly get a break. People were always letting him down. There was one hopeless situation after another. And yet, do you notice who never let him down? The Lord was with him. How tempting it must have been for Joseph to want to seek vengeance against all who had done wrong to him. How tempting it must have been to have wanted to contrive a plan to bring others down who were keeping him shut away. How easy it would have been for Joseph to turn his back on God due to the injustices he was enduring. However, Joseph did none of these things. He stayed faithful. Staying faithful in difficult times is not always easy, for we sometimes worry if God has forgotten us in our struggles. Early in their struggles, the Israelite people would hear these words, "Be strong, be fearless, don't be afraid, and don't be scared by your enemies, because the Lord your God is the one who marches with you. He won't let you down, and he won't abandon you." That's from Deuteronomy 13:6. These words will be repeated often in Scripture and by Jesus himself. When you feel hopeless, want to give up, or wonder if God is still present in the midst of so many struggles, never lose sight that, just like Joseph, that our hope always remains in our God. Let us pray. Almighty God, our hope is indeed always with you. People, situations, and events do not always behave or go as we may have wished, leading us to a sense of despair and hopelessness and wondering if you are still present. By remembering our hope is in you and your presence in the storms of life, we move forward with certainty, entrusting all of our life to you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.